This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in, well, it's not really sunny. Well, it is sunny. Looking up at the skyline.
I see blue.
Yeah, we see blue. It's been off and on this weekend. But yeah. We're here in Miami for Sunshine PHP, wonderful conference that I'm always thrilled to go to, run by my good friend, Mr. Adam Culp. And my guest today is Mr. Ben Marks, who we've run into each other a couple times now.
I'm a professional conference attendee, so yes, it happens.
I've had that job. So, I understand that. Now, you are a developer evangelist for Magento.
Correct. I mean, actually, so when I came in, they tried to give me a title of community manager, but if you know anything about the Magento community, it's expanse and its opinion. It's really not a community that's managed. So I sort of rechristened myself as the developer and community evangelist.
There you go. Yeah, I've always hated the title community manager because it implies that I have some kind of control over the community. You know, I didn't when I was at Zend. I don't now. You know,
I was going to say, if you're doing it right, you're not managing them.
No, that's true. Yeah, but now, is this your first developer evangelist job, or?
Yeah, it is. I mean, so what happened was I was working for a solution partner that specialized in Magento, a place called Blue Acorn, great place in Charleston, South Carolina, where I live. And after a couple of years, I actually started doing developer education for Magento. And I would sort of regularly be out in Culver City and spend a lot of my time hanging out with them. And then eventually, whether they meant to or not, they sort of made this perfect position for me. I mean, honestly, the role, it needed to have been created before. But they eventually got around to actually really filling the role and giving it the resources it needs, I was the bloke that they chose to do it.
Very cool. Well, let me ask you, because I've been doing DE for about 10 years now. Okay. How are you enjoying the DE life? Because it is a different lifestyle than just about everything
else. It is something. I'm lucky, first of all, that I have a fantastic wife. My stepson's in college, so that sort of helps logistically. But my wife is really good about sort of, sharing me with the world, but also sort of insisting on my health, because there's a great blog post by Casey Software, Keith Casey,
mm-hmm.
And he put this out there. I think he'd been a DE for Twilio,
yep.
And he put this post out there, and it was, I think it lined up all the statistics, and I think I'm remembering that it was his blog post. Basically, it said that the average lifespan of a DE is like a year and mm-hmm. a half, and maybe I'm lucky that I'm a little older. Because I don't feel the urge to go and party every night.
That does definitely help, yes.
And I think, if you're out trying to keep up with everyone else who's getting out for their one or two conferences a year,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have to pay the piper at some point. So I have learned that this job requires a little bit of discipline, but fortunately, actually, there's some really great examples. I think you and Adam Culp have both mm-hmm. been good examples about balancing the fun and the need to be social, but also the need to take care of yourself and make sure that you're able to continue doing your job.
Yeah. Well, I have a strict policy of I party till the break of nine. So, But, I agree with you. If you're not careful, you can burn yourself out. I was lucky. I've never been in a position like Keith was, where he was a DE for Twilio, which has an API. So there's an awful lot of hackathons, and those are rough,
All night, yeah. We
for a weekend.
We have a lot of, we've got a lot of hackathons that get organized just independently of the company. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the silly thing about my job is that the community organizes itself pretty well. And really a big, my the part of my job where I sort of take their feedback and bring it in is even a larger part than me sort of going out and trying to encourage people to have hackathons. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I had to do a hackathon at every single conference, I always try and sit around and hack and sort of show people Magento. But I don't think I'd stay up 24/7 for every single conference.
The year and a half he was with Twilio, he burned the midnight oil, you know, racked up those frequent flyer miles. So,
yep.
We actually cut an episode of It's the Booze Talking with several developer evangelists, I think at PHP World, Jeremy McCullough, Beth Tucker, and several others. And we talked about, you know, everybody thinks, oh, my God, you've got the coolest job. Until they have to do it for 3-4 months. Then maybe it's not the coolest job. Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, it keeps us out here in the community, and we get to see so many cool developers.
Well, I get to travel, which is something I really, really enjoy. My wife gets to join me. In fact, she's landing in a few hours here in Miami. We're going to drive down to Key West for a night after this,
nice.
And then fly home. And it is a privilege. It is a privilege and a duty to do this job well for the benefit of the company and of the community, because that's really, you know. It's really easy to, I think, it could be really easy to sort of indulge oneself in you know, the privilege of this, but always focusing on the people that get you here and the people that you're doing it for, I think, helps.
Yeah. And I'll use that as a segue. You mentioned the company. You do work for...
I do work for eBay, really.
EBay.
For right now, we're actually... eBay announced recently that in addition to spinning off PayPal, they're actually spinning off eBay Enterprise, which is the holding company for both Magento and what used to be known as GSI Commerce. And we're not sure what that looks like. In fact, they're not really sure yet either. But, you know, we'll see.
But the product you represent is Magento.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the... Now, I remember when Magento started.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, oh, okay, yeah, fine. You know, OS Commerce and all this, you know, and oh, there's Magento. But Magento has really rose to the ranks. It's one of the large projects now and the showcases for PHP. You know, talk to us a little about that.
Billions and billions of dollars go through Magento sites. Yeah. And, you know, and there's a lot of money and energy involved in sort of building and maintaining Magento, it's really interesting. So, you know, you mentioned OS Commerce. That's actually how I taught myself PHP, and some people have heard me say that, and basically I had to then spend, you know, a year or two unlearning what I had learned. But you know, Magento came along and did a lot of very Java-esque and sort of advanced things in PHP, but it was just, unfortunately, a little too far ahead of its time, because it came before testing was in vogue, and that would have definitely helped us with some architectural decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Magento, it came on the scene, and it filled this void that OS Commerce had been kind of, I guess, filling in, and the adoption is huge. I mean, there's over, I think, we've got some stats, it's about 200 plus thousand instances out there. There's thousands of enterprise instances, and you know, there's well over 100,000 active stores. I believe those numbers are correct. Marketing will usually correct me if I'm wrong, but I think those are right.
And as long as I don't get a nasty email, so
well, you know, I'm the one that catches all the flack, but. You know, Magento makes a huge, huge, huge difference. I mean, this is something actually one of my community members said recently. It was just like, you know, this is people's livelihood. So you've got entire industries. Blue Acorn is a perfect example. The old company I worked for, I was employee number one.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like 80, 90, I don't know. You know, so this is a huge company that's working with really, really big brands. And you know, just stopping to realize that all of this commerce is that's people's income.
Yeah.
On both sides of the equation, it's a fascinating industry to be in.
It's very good. Well, we've got to wrap it up, but I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule here at Sunshine PHP to speak with us.
Okay.
Two questions I ask everybody: what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Local user group. Well, basically, our locality is the world. So we've got a developer hub on Magento.com. That's currently getting built up. We're actually getting ready to relaunch our forums pretty soon. Right now, the best place to interact with your fellow developers and The core team itself is, and this is for the Magento 2 project, so Magento 2 is coming out at the end of this year.
That's right.
Is on GitHub, which we are, you know, we are full participants in now, and we're actually accepting pull requests. So people in the community, if you're familiar with Composer and you're familiar with like aspect-oriented programming, solving e-commerce problems, please, please come over and check it out.
Excellent. Well, Ben, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. Thank you for being a member of the PHP community. Thank you for being on Voices of the Elephant.
And like I've said, Cal, thank you for being you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.